Fridays are awesome. Welcome to everyone watching worldwide, including our viewers in Edison and Ringgold, Georgia, who visited CNN Center in the past week. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, a brain drain. It's when trained professionals or scientists or professors leave a country in search of better opportunities elsewhere. China's People's Daily newspaper said last year that China has the world's worst brain drain. In 2013, 8.5 million Chinese were living abroad, but only about 850,000 people had moved to China. Reasons for the exodus include wealth. People don't think China's financial system is stable enough to protect their money. Another reason, getting a foreign education brings a bit of status. And of course, you have infamous pollution in some Chinese cities. But when a country's movers and shakers move away, it can hurt a country's future educationally and economically. A human resources expert says China is fighting this with a talent war, trying to attract talented people from around the world. Moving now to Perth, Australia, it's the closest major city to what could be a new clue in the disappearance of a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane. The aircraft vanished in mid-flight last weekend with 239 people aboard. The search area is tremendous. This gives you an idea of where debris was located. It was detected several days ago by satellites scanning the area. That's a problem, because whatever this is might have drifted since it was found. And while it could be debris from the missing plane, it could also be another false lead, something that fell overboard from a ship, for example. The southern Indian Ocean, where two objects were detected, is one of the most remote places in the world, and everything from waves to weather is hampering the search.
Time for the shout-out. Which of these scientists is known for the discovery that germs cause disease? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it Marie Curie, Louis Pasteur, Benjamin Banneker, or Ivan Pavlov? You've got 3 seconds. Go. It was Louis Pasteur who found a link between germs and disease in the 1860s. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.